in Cape Town, and it became the primer book to teach people their fiqh and to teach them their aqidah, the Ash'ari aqidah that we are still on today. People had an opportunity to learn. They had an opportunity to grow. They were part of a community, but they found a space within that community where they could determine their own future. Where they weren't linked, their future wasn't linked to the future of what the Dutch wanted or what the English wanted. It was what they wanted. And they wanted to connect themselves and the people they came into contact with to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is what they wanted. And they survived in that regard. It was also in that madrasa, there in Dorr Street, that the first books were written about Islam in the Afrikaans Arabic, the Malayu Arabic dialect. Those books were written. It is in some of the museums around Cape Town. Go there and go research our legacy and show your children about our legacy. This is what happened here. It was the insight of Sarki van der Kaap that after a few years, when her father died, her mother, the will that he left was that the property was going to his wife, Trin. And then Trin decided she was going to sell the property off to Sark, to her daughter Sarki van der Kaap. After they bought the property, it was then Sarki van der Kaap's prerogative. And then also this corresponded with the British taking over in about 1795, where they decided that they're going to take this warehouse now and it is going to officially become a masjid. And she is dedicating this as a masjid, as a place of waqf for the worshipping of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for as long as there is Muslims in the city of Cape Town or in this Cape of Good Hope. They built a mimbar. And it was converted from madrasa, it was converted to masjid. And it became the first masjid in South Africa. Subhanallah. The people from Uitenhage, when I was there, they told me, Maulana, jylle dink jylle die eerste masjid. Or is it eindelijk die eerste masjid? But it's just a matter of registration of papers. They know it's just a matter of registration of when papers were registered. The oldest masjid and the first masjid in Bukab, in Dorp Street. Subhanallah. Ahmad van Bengalen took over the spiritual reins from Tuanguru and he became the imam. He was much more than an imam that was giving names, burying the dead and getting people married. He became a spokesperson for the Muslim community. A spokesperson with the Muslim community with regard to their needs and with regard to their own aims and objectives that they had in terms of self-determination. He was involved in the signing over of the Tanabaru area. That's a completely different story there. But he was involved in facilitating that process. So the Muslims, they managed. The Muslims, through Islam, they managed in difficult circumstances to assert themselves as a community who is going to determine their own destiny. And this is the nature of Islam. The nature of Islam is such that if you submit yourself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens up a way for you. Despite if you find yourself in the midst of tyranny, in the midst of oppression. And alhamdulillah, Muslims, despite these circumstances, flourished is maybe a strong word. So we won't say flourished. We would say they thrived. They thrived. Wherever they went, they made an impact on the societies. They moved to Constantia. They moved to Cork Bay. They were in Simonstown, in Kramat. They were out in Strand. They were out in PE, Uitenhage, that areas. They moved. And wherever they went, they built a masjid in Stellenbosch. They go, you go there, you see the masajid. See how old these masajid are. See the communities that established that masjid. It's not monuments. It was real centers, hubs of our community, our people. The Sarki van der Kaap is our people. The Strin van der Kaap is our people. This Corridon of Ceylon is our people. This Tuanguru, it is our people. This Tuang Sayyid, it's our people. This Tuang Yusuf, it's our people. It's us. This is our legacy. And this is how we are connected to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because of the far-sightedness of these individuals, subhanallah. And the importance of us connecting with this legacy, there's many stories that can be told. The purpose of today's Jumu'ah is that in our arsenal in terms, or in our defense that we have on our side of what is happening in our community, we have very little. But I'm proposing today in this Jumu'ah that we recognize that our legacy is one of the things that we have in our arsenal to be able to defend ourselves against whatever is happening in this country now. I want to posit that it is because people have been detached from this legacy. Because our community, the wider community, the Cape Town so-called colored community, have been ripped away from who they are, where they come from, what contributions that they have made, that there are people who are now in struggle. That there are people who are now in struggle, and it is by design. Because after years of thriving, that the people who were thriving, the Muslims who were thriving, they were kicked out of their areas. They were kicked out of Constantia. They were kicked out of Simonstown. They were kicked out of these areas. And if you had a certain bit of wealth or a certain income bracket, you were moved to an area that wasn't too far from the southern suburbs. And if your income was of a lower income bracket, you were moved a little bit further on. And they built ghettos. And you don't just build housing and it turns into a ghetto. You build a ghetto. That is how you ghettoize people. You build the ghetto. You build small houses. You build confined spaces. You allow people not to have the ability to think or play or move. You put them all on one. And then things happen. And then you introduce alcohol. And you introduce vice. And in that way you maintain your control. Because now slavery is a thing of the past. So you need new ways to assert your control. And today, unfortunately, we are still feeling the effects. We are still feeling the effects. But alhamdulillah, also today, we are seeing that the Muslims, alhamdulillah, Islam had saved so many of us. So many individuals were saved. So much of our community was saved. And they were saved because of the masjid. They were saved because of this knowledge of going and learning the Arabic, of learning their recitation, of learning their fiqh. These things that the people are now saying, kopless, why you want to teach your children things that is going to make them understand? Connect the children to what they need to be connected. They need to know where they come from. They need to know their community. They need to know they come from a hard-working, dedicated people. Subhanallah. And if we can do this as a community, this is not the work of the imams. This is not the work of the imams and leadership alone. This is the work of every father in his household. Of every parent in their household, it is to tell their children where we come from. The problems manifest in different ways, depending on the social classes that we are living in. On the Cape Flats, the problems come out in the form of gangsterism. It comes out in the form of drugs. And we are living with this vice. In the higher classes in our communities, it comes out in the form of students being at university and suffering from identity crisis, not knowing whether they are he or she. Students wanting the ability to make up their own mind whether there is a God or whether there is not a God. Wanting the freedom to be able to decide whether they want to worship or not to worship. Subhanallah. So the problem manifests in different ways because of the different social classes, but the solution is the same. The solution is tamassak bi kitabillah. Let us hold firm to the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because that is what got us where we are right now. Alhamdulillah, we could have been in a better society, but let me not be of those who complain. Let me rather be of those who are saying that alhamdulillah, we have Islamic schools. We have organization, NPOs. We have people feeding the poor. We have people looking after the orphans. We have masajids being built. We have a community that is working to uplift themselves. We can do more. We have a community that, alhamdulillah, they are starting to thrive. So much so that banks and everyone in is coming in on the consumerism. They're offering us products. Halal insurance, Islamic finance, car finance, Islamic halal car finance. Everyone is in on the game now because suddenly they've realized this Muslims, they are actually a group in this, they are a part of this community, but they have managed to be a part also. And they have managed to grow on their own. So we need to accommodate them. We need to speak about this. We need to articulate this. And this is what this Jumu'ah is about. It is about, especially, I spoke to the young students today. I told them, this is the, more or less what I want to speak about in my Jumu'ah today. I spoke to three senior classes. And I asked the young men, I asked them, what do you think of this topic? They told me, please talk about this, Sheikh. Please. Our youth, they are calling out to want to be connected to. They want to understand who they are. They want to understand who their family is. And let us not fall into the trap of going into camps with regard to families. One family being better than another family, being better than another family, being better. Let us not fall into that because that is from the tricks of Ayyamul Jahiliyyah. That is from the tricks of Shaitan. To say that, yes, we are a community, but some people in this community are better than other people in this community because of the families that they are attached to. Let us not fall into that trap. We are all in the same boat here. We are all in the same boat. And the same thing saved us. And that is holding on to the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This khutbah can go on because we have a wonderful legacy. But if you walk away today, feeling proud of that legacy, acknowledging our forefathers that did work, real work, under trying circumstances to connect us to the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to connect us to the Quran. I don't even want to start talking about our ulama that came here and that was teaching people to become hafiz. That is a story all on its own. People coming here with sanad. You see? Sheikh Salih Abadi and them. People coming here knowing how to read the Quran, connected in their riwayat of the Quran with chains that links them to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then teaching the people here in the Cape, teaching them that Quran. And in that way, we become physically connected with physical chains that lead us and link us to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in terms of our Quran. What a ni'mah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had bestowed on this community. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we acknowledge Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's blessings on this community. Because sometimes we go into complain mode and we just see negativity all around us. But we don't know there was a time when there was even greater negativity than this. And the Muslims somehow by holding on to the Quran and the Sunnah, they managed to navigate through. We're not saying that there wasn't bad times. We're not saying that there wasn't naughty boys and naughty people and things happening on the side. We know that stories. We're not here to talk about that today. We're here to talk about the result today, that this masjid is full for Jumu'ah and every other masjid in Cape Town, that the men are coming and they are performing their Jumu'ah. You can go to the Middle East and you can find masjids half full sometimes because people are not coming to Jumu'ah. So this is a ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must make us realize that we are the community of now. And this is now our time. And it's our opportunity to take this community to the next level. We are not going to do it by abandoning what the people have done in the past. We have to hold on to what they have done. But what we need to do is we need to develop that thinking. We need to do more. And we need to be creative about this. And most importantly, we need to connect our children to this. Don't let them get lost. Don't let them suffer from an identity crisis. Don't let them believe if they do the acts of the other people of another community, then they are real people. Don't let them believe if they put some whitener on their skin, they're going to feel better about themselves. If they cut their hair in a certain way, they're going to feel better about themselves. If they listen to a certain type of music, they're going to feel better about themselves. Don't make them understand that if they hold on and if they treasure what they have in this community, which is an educated community, a community that is fearful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A community that is not afraid of advancement. A community that is not afraid of education. then they will be on the right path, inshallah. And this is the message that, and our responsibility to take forward. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Shukran.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar,
Allahu akbar.
Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح
الحمد لله الحمد لله العليم الخبير المتقن نظام العالم بلا معين ونصير فسبحان الله حكمته بالغة وعلمه عزيز ونعمه واصلة إلى كل صغير وكبير ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له في نقير ولا قتمير ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله الذي هدانا بكتاب منير ودعانا إلى الله بالإنذار والتبشير صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه ما دامت الكواكب تسير أما بعد فإن ترجمة عقيدة أهل السنة في كلمتي الشهادة التي إحدى مباني الإسلام فمعنى الكلمة الأولى أن الله تعالى هو المبدع للعالم الواحد الأحد القديم الحي القادر العليم السميع البصير الشاكر المريد الكاتب للمقادير ليس كمثله شيء ولا يخرج من علمه وقدرته شيء وهو الخالق الرازق المحيي المميت وله الأسماء الحسنى وله المثل الأعلى وهو العزيز الحكيم ومعنى الكلمة الثانية أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله وأنه صادق في جميع ما جاء به من الأخبار والأحكام وأن القرآن كلام الله تعالى وكل من الكتب والرسل والملائكة حق والمعراج حق وكرامة الأولياء حق والصحابة كلهم عدول وأفضلهم الأربعة الخلفاء على ترتيب الخلافة وسؤال القبر حق والبعث حق والوزن حق والكتاب حق والحساب حق والحوض حق والصراط حق والشفاعة حق ورؤية الله تعالى حق والجنة حق والنار حق وهما باقيتان لا تفنيان ولا يفنى أهلهما أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا آمنوا بالله ورسوله والكتاب الذي نزل على رسوله والكتاب الذي أنزل من قبل ومن يكفر بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله واليوم الآخر فقد ضل ضلالا بعيدا بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعنا وإياكم بالآية وذكر الحكيم إنه تعالى جواد كريم لكم بر رؤوف الرحيم إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعه إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، فيا عباد الله، أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله، فقد فاز المتقون. يقول الله تعالى في شأن محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك، وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات، وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته، وارض اللهم عن خلفاء الأربعة أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي رضي الله تعالى عنهم وعن الصحابة أجمعين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، وأذل الشرك والمشركين، ودمر أعداءك أعداء الدين. اللهم اجعل بيننا ألفة ومحبة وقرارا، ولا تجعل بيننا نفرة وفتنة وفرارا. ربنا تقبل منا، إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا واغفر لنا وارحمنا، إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله يذكركم ودعوه يستجب لكم، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. قوموا إلى صلاتكم يرحمكم الله.
أشهد أن محمد رسول الله، حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، ولا قام بصلاة ولا قام بالصلاة. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله
لا إله إلا الله، محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. استووا استووا استقيموا استووا اعتدلوا استووا رحمكم الله. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى، والذي قدر فهدى، والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى. سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله، إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى، ونيسرك لليسرى، فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى. سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى، الذي يصلى النار الكبرى، ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا، قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى. بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا، والآخرة خير وأبقى، إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى، صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله أكبر.
سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. هل أتاك حديث الغاشية؟ وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة، تصلى نارا حامية، تسقى من عين آنية، ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع، لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع. وجوه يومئذ ناعمة، لسعيها راضية، في جنة عالية، لا تسمع فيها لاغية، فيها عين جارية، فيها سرر مرفوعة، وأكواب موضوعة، ونمارق مصفوفة، وزرابي مبثوثة. أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت، وإلى السماء كيف رفعت، وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت، وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت. فذكر إنما أنت مذكر، لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر، فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر. إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. الله أكبر. استغفر الله العظيم، استغفر الله العظيم، استغفر الله العظيم التواب الرحيم الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم، ونتوب إليك.
ونسألك توبة ومغفرة وهداية لنا، فإنك أنت التواب الرحيم. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام، تباركت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، سمعنا وأطعنا، غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير.